And then we'll go further. Tosfos and Daf Kufei Amud Beis says as follows. Tosfos says, the while we had learned the machlokes between Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon is, if a person is doing a maise kilkul and he's being mekayim a mitzvah, is this considered a misakin or a mekalkul? Is Rabbi Yehuda holds, Tosfos says this in the Bramaschel Mali, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a mitzvah is considered a tikkun. That a mitzvah gives it, makes it a tikkun, so he's not called a mekalkel in Ganzen. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Torah asad mila b'shabes, that the Torah asad tzreifes baskoyim b'shabes, there's no chidushim there, because mila and tzreifes baskoyim is a mesaken. The kiyam ha-mitzvah makes the pu'ula a pu'ula shel tikkun. That is shitas Rab Yehuda. Shitas Rab Shimon is that a mitzvah does not make it for a mesaken. But we will see from Tosfos that it has a halacha of a tikkun kodu. Let us just see Tosfos again on Daf Kufei Amud Beis. The bottom of Tosfos Ha, Tosfos says as follows. The hosom by the case of mile hatikun bole besayif. By mile the tikun comes not when he is choyvel, the tikun comes afterwards. Shebishas chabure vahavore einay bo hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah comes later. Adagma. So since the tikun comes later, so this, according to Rab Shimon, is called a mekalkel. This is a tikkun kol dohu, and it is not b'shas he's being mekalkel. The tikkun comes later. So that is considered a mekalkel. Avol hocha b'shas kriya bo a tikkun v'leichoshev kilkel. So Tosfos says a yesod, that if one is a mekalkel, a pure mekalkel, and afterwards there will be a tikkun kol dohu, so that is considered a mekalkel. If b'shas he is a mekalkel, there is a tikkun kol dohu, that is not considered a mekalkel. That is considered a misakin. Now, according to Rab Shimon holds that a mitzvah is a tikkun kol dohu. So therefore, since the tikkun is not v'shas the kilkul, v'shas the chavola, there is no tikkun. So Rab Shimon said that you see from mile that by chavola a mekalkul is chay. The machloikis of Rav Abo and Rab Yochanan is, what kind of a mekalkul was the Torah mechadish that you are chay? So Rab Yochanan says, the type of mekalkel that's dumye de mila, that just like by mila there is later a tikkun kol dohu. So what kind of a mekalkel will be chayit if later there'll be a tikkun kol dohu? For example, a person will be chayvel ba'odom and later give it to a keller. So that is considered a tikkun kol dohu, and the tikkun is not b'shas the kilkul. So such a mekalkul, which has a shem mekalkul batsin, because b'shas the kilkul there's no tikkun whatsoever, but you need dumya de mila. Mila is a kilkul, which later ends up with a tikkun koldu. So that is the chiddush of Rab Shimon. If you'll have a kilkul, and it will later end up with a tikkun koldu, so that mekalkel the Torah was mechayev. But if you will have a kilkel, which will not end up with any tikkun whatsoever, so that Rab Yochanan holds a filu according to Rab Shimon, one will be potter, because this is worse than the tzir of mila. Rab Abo holds, since b'shas the kilkel there's no tikkun whatsoever, so Memela, the tikkun kol dohu later does not help the situation. Grad by Mila, there is a tikkun kol dohu later, but that does not make it a smaller mekalkel. So therefore, Rav Abo holds that every mekalkel is chayiv by Havore and Chavola. That is the Machloikes Rav Abo and Rav Yochanan. If we will have a tikkun koldohu b'shas the kilkul, that is the case, one case Tosfos says, if a person is kireya al meisoi, so there's a tikkun koldohu the kiyom ha-mitzvah, or Tosfos and Daf Kuvav said another case, if a person is shaychet a-behemet, which also there is a tikkun koldohu b'shas the kilkul. Shchitas ha-behemet is really a kilkul, because before the behema was oimed lemeloche, levlodes, legize, and now when you shech the behema, there is you lose all these potentials that the behema possessed. But lemaisa, there is a tikkun koldu. Now that you shechted it, there's no iser of eva minachai. So if there is a tikkun koldu b'shas the kilkul, this is a fill according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is not considered. That is not considered a mekalkel. If there is a tikkun gomur after the kilkel, then according to everyone, that is not considered a mekalkel. He says the mekilkel brings about a tikkun gomur, so then that is not called a mekalkel at all. And the two mishalim of this case is one mashal is moichik al menas lichtoy, kairei al menas litver. So there, even though he is a mekalkel, but since later they'll become a tikkun gomur, so that doesn't have a teiras mekalkel, and that is mamish the tzir of mila according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though the tikkun comes later, but since Rabbi Yehuda holds that a mitzvah is a tikkun gomur, so memele, so the mila is not called a mekalkel. A mekalkel al menas to bring a tikkun gomur, that does not have a teiras Mikalkul. This is Dachsachmir, the way the Rabbeinu Tam learned Pshat in the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Abo, Alibed Rabbi Shimon. Now, let us see the next Tosfos, Bechoivul V'tzorich Lekalboy. This is the Memre of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu, according to Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon holds Mikalkul Bechabura is chayiv, but you need later a tikkun koldu. Need later a tikkun koldu. Bechayvul v'tzorich lekalbo. And according to Rav Abo, you do not need any tikkun whatsoever. V'im taima, so Tosfos asks, v'Rav Abo de mechayiv, afilu be'ein tzorich lekalbo. Afilu is a mekalkul gomo. He does not need this chavola for kalbo. Frektach Tosfos, kiven de ein tzorich klal, since he does not need the chavola at all, he's not going to derive any benefit from the chavola. Havi meloche she'eina tzricha legufa. So it comes out, this is a meloche, that there's no tzorich for the gufa meloche, if he's not going to derive any benefit whatsoever from it. And Tosfos asks, Ta'af al gav the mechayev Rab Shimon mekalkul bechabure, even though Rab Shimon holds mekalkul bechabure is chayev, you don't need a mesakim, aber mikomokim boi tzricha legufe. But this tznai, that all the lametes malachas, you need a malacha tzricha legufe according to Rab Shimon, this tznai remains by choyvul amaver also, kidom rinen bereish anachnokim. Man shamet lei da omar mekalkul bechabura chayiv, Rab Shimon. Ha omar mloche shein tzricha legufe poter olei. So the Gemara says, Klor in Sanhedrin, that afilu according to Rab Shimon, that holds mekalkul bechabura is chayiv. So that means even though this inyan of meleches machsheves you do not need by chayivul, but you still need a meloche tzricha legufe. So what is Tosfos kasha? So Tosfos asks, if he is a mekalkul gomur, so why is this considered tzricha legufo? Why could you have a case that a person is a mekalkul gomur and it's considered tzricha legufo? So at first I didn't understand Tosfos kasha, and later I found that achroinim shtelen zich af Tosfos kasha. What is the problem of Tosfos? There's a poshet tzir of a mekalkul gomur. a person wants to beat up someone else till he gets bloody. So Memela or by Mavir, a person wants to be Mazik, Yenim Zgodish. Like that's the two tziyurim we had. Choyvel Ba'adam. He wants to beat up someone till he gets bloody. So Memela L'choyre, but that's a Melocha Tzricha L'gufe. He wants to beat him up. Or he wants to destroy the Godish. So if we're speaking in the Inyan of Kilkul, this is a Kilkul, he doesn't want the Yefer, he doesn't want the blood. So L'choyre, this is a Kilkul Gomo. If we're asking a Shaila, is this a Melocha Tzricha L'gufe? Sure, Tzricha L'gufe. He has to be Chayvel in him. He has to burn the Godish. That is his purpose. He wants to destroy the Godish. He wants to be Chayvel in this person. So what is the problem that Taisvah says? Later I found other in the Oitzim of Oshia, Talmud and Bobe Kameh, they answer the Steretz on Taisvah's Kash. But what's Pshat and Taisvah? Why didn't Taisvah think of this Steretz? So later I found the Chaydish Ovev. The Chaydish Ovev says as follows. Taisvah is asking a Kasha according to Rav Abo. The difference between Rav Abo and Rabbi Yochanan is, Rabbi Yochanan says that even according to Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon holds Mekalkel Eschayiv, you need some sort of a tikkun kodu, but you need some sort of a tikkun. Therefore, you need a chayvul v'tzorich lekalboy. This isn't a tikkun gomo. You don't beat up a person to give a kelev some dam. About kaponim, epis a tikkun is dodo. That is Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Aliba the Rabbi Shimon. Rav Abo holds that you don't need any tikkun whatsoever. So Memela is like this. If we would say that he's beating up a person because he wants to get revenge from him, he's angry at him, or therefore he wants to burn his godish, so that is also a tikkun cotton. That's also a tikkun koldu. The satisfaction that he is getting from destroying his godish, the satisfaction he's getting by beating Yena up, that's also talking to keep taking koldu. What is the chilek if he's beating, he's making him bloody because of his caliph, or he's the caliph? He wants to see that Yena is bloody. So that's also a tikkun koldu. So memele, so that is not the case of Rav Abo. Rav Abo says, according to Rav Shimon, you are chayiv, afilu, there's no tikkun whatsoever. So there's no tikkun whatsoever, so the person is doing it without any purpose. If he's doing it without any purpose, so memela, so that's not called a melocha tzricha legufa. A melocha tzricha legufa, fakert, I want to do this melocha, I have a purpose for doing this melocha. So if there's no tikkun whatsoever, so this was done unintentionally, without any purpose, that is not considered a melocha tzricha legufa. That is pshat in Taisvah's Kash. The yeshloima, Dafilu b'mekalkel gomu is a case that a person is a mekalkel gomu. There is no tikkun whatsoever. Mashkaches lo dahave tzricha legufe. Past that tzir that is tzricha legufe is a mekalkel gomu. What is the case? Kigoyin choyvel umavir beisurei hano. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz and Baba Kama elaborates a little better. This Isurei Hanor was speaking about either a Behemish al Kochim or Atzei Hegdish. Now, he went and he was Choyvel Umavel B'Isurei Hanor. Why was he Choyvel? Shesovar Sheyochel Litein Lekalboy. So he was doing it for a purpose. He thought he's permitted. He did not know Bechlal that this is a Behemish al Kochim. So he was Choyvel in a Behemish, because he wanted to give it lekalboy. He was soiref atzei hegdish, because he wanted the levashel by kedere. So memele, so this, the meloche was done with a purpose. So where's the mekalkul? So that's vaitas, it is a tikkun. The Rav Abo, aval, what is the teretz? So the teretz is as follows. Shesovar sheyochalitin lekalboy. That's why he was chayvel in the behemoth. Then he went and put a pail underneath the behemoth that the blood should run into the pail to give it to his dog. He went and he kindled eitzim because he wanted to go and cook his a tavshil. Then all of a sudden someone tells him, Rabbi Yid, Do you know that this behemah is a behemah shel hekdesh? Do you know that these eitzim are atzei hekdesh? Oy vey, Rachman and Slon, he didn't know. So since, but now he finds out, chas v'sholom, he doesn't want to be nene from hekdesh. So memele, so what happens? So the blood continues running, and no one is going to derive benefit from the blood. The eitzim burn to a crisp, and no one derived benefit from the eitzim. So that is the tzir according to Rav Abo, that the emesin legabi amalocha tzricha legufe, we look the intent of the oisah amalocha. So if he wanted to do it for a purpose, he needed to be chayvul for his caliph, so that's called I need the chavola. He needed to burn the eitzim, to cook his tafshul, so he needed the sreifa, he needed the avora. So in the melocha tzricha legufa, we are looking at the intent of the yaisa melocha. So since he had he wanted to do it for a purpose, that's called the melocha tzricha legufa. But legabi mikalkel, if afterwards he found out that this is hegdish, so memele, so he will not derive any benefit from it. So it comes out, what did he do? He only did pure destruction. He did not derive any benefit at all from it. So memele, this is the tzir, that is a machlokes between Rav Abo and Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon. Rav Abo holds, even though, achrei kichlois hakel, we see that this maise is a kilkul gomu, afilohochi, according to Rav Shimon, you are chayiv. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, since it is a kilkul gomu, it did not end up with a tikkun kodu, so memele, you're not chayiv, afilo according to Rav Shimon, because it's not dumya demila that ended up with a tikkun kodu. The Rabbi Bo, afal gav, the loichoshiv, tzoyrech mitzvah tikkun, mikol mokim tzricha legufe choshiv. It's called though tzricha legufe, so that means by mila, that's what you are chayiv. You are chayiv by mila, even though it's called a mekalkel. But where's the melocha tzricha legufe? Fakel, the tzoyrech mitzvah makes it a melocha tzricha legufe. I have to make this chavole because of the mitzvah. So tzricha leguf, it's called I need the chavola. But lemais, it's not called I was mesakin al yidei chavola. The kiyam mitzvah does not give it a din of a mesakin. V'im taima, tzorich lekalboi ulaafroi. Heichi choshev tzricha leguf. That means we're saying that is according to everyone was saying that it only is considered tzricha legufe when it's tzorich lekal bei la'afroi. So why is this considered tzricha legufe? Maishna michoife guma bei neitzorich elo la'afroi. He says, here I need the dam, I don't need the chavola. No, versteht sich, the behemah gets nechbal, the behemah gets nechbal on your day that I extract the dam. But I don't need the chavola of the behemah, I just need the dam. So Taisvis, the Kashe wanted to be medame, just like a choyfe guma. Vein tzorich elo la'afra, I don't need the guma. I don't need the nifal. I don't need the binyan in the kalka. I just need to extract the offal. So memele here, I don't need the netilas nisham of the behemah. I don't need that the behemah should become Nechbal, I just need the dam. No light, when you take out the dam, the behemoth becomes a nechbal. So what is this different than a choyfe guma vein tzorich elo liyafo? Yeah, v'yeshloima, the same thing Tois was held by a mavir godish vein tzorich elo liyafo. It's also the same thing. I just need the eifer, I do not need the destruction of the eitzim. Yishloime de loidomi. The hachi hu tzorich lenetilas neshome, de los is lekalba. Fakert. It's different than offer. Offer and the binyan in the kalka are two different things. That means when I extract offer from a kalka and I want the offer, so the offer is what I want, and automatically, when you extract offer, there becomes a guma in the kalka. But the guma is a davar nifrod. the gumes apoyel yoytze from the taking out of the offer, but it's not pshat that I want to make a guma. I'm making a guma, fashteitzer. But the melach atzricha legufe, the melach is the binyan. I don't need the binyan. I just need the offer. No, ayidei ha'offer, it becomes a binyan. But I don't need the binyan. But here, if I need the dam, that's called I need netilas neshome. Da aino ha'dam. Ki adam hu ha'nefesh. Fakert, that if I want dam, so I want nefesh. Ki adam hu ha'nefesh. So that gufa that I want the dam is I want netilas neshome. The neshome that's kolol in the dam. Tyson, the havamin learned that the netilas neshome is not in the dam. The netilas neshome is the weakness that the behemoth feels after she loses dam. So memeila, so then it's a meiradike dimyan to chayfa guma vein tzorech ela la'avcha, that the behemoth is affected by that you excreted, took out dam from her, but I'm not interested in being machlish the behemoth. So Taisva says, no, ki adamu anefesh, if I want the dam, so that's called I want the tilis neshome, because ki adamu anefesh, I want this neshome, so I want to take neshome from the behemoth. So that is mamish tzricha legufa. Umavil nami tzorich lavora kedei laseis eifer. Well, I want ashes. Fakert, you have to burn the eitzim. Fakert, this makes the ashes. It's not God, when I have ashes, the things get burned. Fakert, I want to burn it in order to make ashes. Kamoi mavil kedei lavashel kedeire. So this is called, I want the havora. Ashes come about through the kiloyim ha'itzim. Avo chayfe gumen, nasis me'ele. I don't want the gumen. I want the offer. Fein an enemy menu klum. Doesn't derive any benefit from the gumen. Here he derives benefit from the havora. Fakel, this is making the eifer, so he wants that. Masha ein kei chayfe gumen vein tzorch ele liyafro. So the gume that came about is, that is the malach, and he has no intentions, and he has no interest in this malach. So that's called a malach, and it's richa leguf. Mit de itzterich ra le mishrei mila. The Gemara said that Rab Shimon said, how do I know that mekalkul the chabur is chaye? Because since the Torah was mater mila, so vaistois, why do you have to be mata mila? Mila is a mekalkel. So memela, you see that mekalkel is chayev by netilas neshama. Chavola is chayev als netilas neshama. So you see mekalkel is chayev by netilas neshama. In the same inyan, the Gemara says, why did the Torah have to ase havoras paskoyim? The havoras is doch a mekalkel. So memela, so we see that mekalkel is chayev by havora also. That Avor is chayv, even though it's a mekalkel. Ve'im toima, frek toisves, why do you need two limudim? There's one limud from Avor is baskoyin, that Avor is chayv, even though it's a mekalkel. There's another limud from Mila, that Chavola is chayv, even though it's a mekalkel. Lo melila meilef mi Mila, frek tach toisves, why do you have to learn out from Mila, that Netilas Neshama is Chayiv, even though he's a Mekalko, Nelef Kula Milse Me Havoras Baskoyin, Bleidochi Shabbos. In Havoras Baskoyin, you have here two inyonim. The Bahavore Ike Netilas Neshama. That means by Havoras Baskoyin, you're doing two things. You're burning the Psila, and the burning of the psila brings about an atilus neshama of the baskoy. So memele, there is hastis, there is a kilkul in the psila. That's why Taisa said later, because the only reason you're doing this to the psila is to bring about a kilkul in the isha. So that's called another mesak in the psila. So it's the kilkul in the chelik havore sheboy. And there's also a kilkul in the atilus neshama of the isha. And the Torah says that it is also. So we see that these two pu'ulas that he is doing, sai the havore in the psile, and sai the netilas neshame in the ishe, are considered chilul Shabbos. That's what the Torah asked it. The bavore ike netilas neshame, v'chayvul namilu mechayv ala mishum netilas neshame. So memele, so why do you need a special limud that mekalkos chayv and tilsa shama famila? You can learn everything out from avoras baskoyim. Before we see Taisvah's first teretz, Taisvah in the second teretz is a very gishmaket teretz. Taisvah says, inami ilav the yalfinin mimile the mekalkol b'chabura chay havamine the retzicha doiches haShabbos. I would think that retzicha is doiches Shabbos. The mekalkol b'netilus neshama is potter. The lav melochi havore lechude hu deimete mishum the mekalkol b'havore chay. That means Taisvah says that is true. There are two pu'ulis in every havoras baskoyim. There is a kilkul in the adlokas hapsila, and there's a kilkul in the netilas nesham. And the Torah says that it is also. So Taisvah says, if the Torah would only, I would only have this pasuk, I would not know that the Torah was mechadish that both of these mekalkalim are chayiv. I would just say that one of these mekalkalim are chayiv, and that is sufficient for the Torah answer. So I would say that could be mekalkal b'havor is chayiv, or mekalkal b'netilas nesham is potter. I would not know from the iser, there's no proof that both mekalkalim are chayiv. From the iser of avoras baskayim b'shabbos, there's only proof that if one is also, so that's sufficient. So I would think mekalkal b'havor is chayiv. And mekalkal b'netilas nesham is potter. So that's why you need a special pasuk by Mila to tell me that mekalkal b'netilas nesham is also chayiv. That is Taisvah's second teretz, and be'etzem it's a very gishmaket teretz. That's my others say Taisvah did not want to say this teretz alone, because if you would have two mekalkalim, and the Torah says you're chayiv, and I have no heichoche, which mekalkal the Torah was mechadish that you're chayiv? It could be the mekalkal of avavor is chayiv. It could be the mekalkal of netilas nesham is chayiv. It could be both are chayiv. So there'd be a klal of haymenayu mafkis without any proof which mekalkal the Torah was mechadish that you're chayiv. I would assume that both mekalkalim are chayiv. That's why Taisvah, that's why the second teretz is not so pashut. Taisvah in the second teretz says, I would assume that the Chiddush HaTorah is a mekalkul ba'avor is chayiv, not mekalkul b'netilas nesham. So let us see the first teretz of Taisvah. The yesh loima, the le'inyin mekalkul b'chabure leko le'melef me'avore. From mekalkul b'chabure we cannot learn out from avoras baskoyin that he's chayiv. The hosam atikun bo b'shasa kilkul. So Pshat and this Taisvah is the Taisvah we had mentioned before in the beginning of the Shia, Taisvah Daf Kuf Ei Amud Beis. Taisvah Daf Kuf Ei Amud Beis says that the Tikkun, I feel according to Rab Shimon, that is a Tikkun Koldu, the Tikkun is Baal Ipsoit. Hatikun bo lepsoiv shebishas chabure vahavore einei bo hechshe mitzvah. So let us speak about havores baskoyim. There are two steps to it. One is madlik the psila, that is the havore of the psila, and then there's an etilas neshome when the psila starts melting and falls into the baskoyim and it kills her. So Taisvah says as follows, a very gishmaket teretz. That what he's burning the psile, which is considered a mekalkul. So this is taka mekalkul, because the tikkun comes later, and that tikkun kol duhu that comes later does not make that the previous pula is considered a misaket. So this is a mekalkul. The kilkul of that the baskoyin gets killed, that proof is doch the mitzvah. So Memela Bishas, the second kilkul comes about. So that is Bibas Achas with the kilkul. And Taisa said before, Dafkuf Hayamid Beis, that we have a kilkul kolduhu, you have a tikkun kolduhu, Bishas the kilkul, afilu, according to Rab Shimon, he's not called a mekalkul. So Memela, so Taisa says very good. That the kilkul of Netilas Nisham is non-existent by Havoras Baskoi. Because there, the kilkun, the tikkun koldu, come bebas achas. Bishas she dies, he's mekayim the mitzvah of avoras baskoy. That is the mitzvah. So yever a tikkun koldu, bishas the kilkun. So male that is considered a misakin. So the only mikalkel by avos baskoyim is the sreifes apsila. So therefore you need another pasuk to tell me that by netilas neshame there is also an netilas neshame, there is also a chiddush akra that mikalkel is chay. Now let us just finish this mali levashel psila, mali levashel samonim. Let us go to the middle of Tosis. So we have here Hanegei Alonu, we have a machloikes Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. According to Rab Shimon, without the posik of Leif Sevaru Eish Bechom Eish Veseichem, I would not know Bechlal that Havore is Chayiv, since this Havore is a Mekalko. According to Rab Yehuda, this Havore is not a Mekalko, because Rab Yehuda holds that a Tzorech Mitzvah is considered a Tikkun Gomel. So Memeilo, so since the whole Havore is L'Tzorech HaTikkun Gomel, so Memeilo, this is called a Mesak. Ve'im Taima, this is the middle of Tosfos. Bishloim el Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that there's no chiddush that Havore is chay. So it's a mesake. Ishape sheminin davore lelav yotzos oy lechalik. Midalei kosov leisas emelocha bachol meishvisechem. Kosov Havore shmamino lelav yotzos oy lechalik and the frish of perik al godo. The Gemara darshins, why did the Torah specify leisavaru eish? So the Torah wants to tell us something. Either Havor Lelav Yotzos, or Havor Lechalik Yotzos, to tell us just like that there's a Chiyuv, and Kol Melocha Melocha. Because there was no special reason why the Torah to specify Havor, because Havor is like any other Melocha. In this case, it's a Mesakin. Elo L'Rab Shimon, D'itzrich L'michtav Bavore L'chayiv Mekalkul Bavore. But according to Rab Shimon, there's a new reason why the Torah to specify Havore. Because this Havore is a Mekalkul. So I would think that he stands a bipoto. So the Torah is to tell us the Mekalkul Bavore is chayiv, is menole diyotzes l'lavoy l'chalik. So these drushes that Chazal darshan, from that was the Torah to specify Havore to Aser, according to Rab Shimon, it was very necessary to specify Havore, to tell me this Chiddush, that Mekalkul Bavore is chayiv. So the Achas Mehene, he also doesn't darshan lechalik. So how does he know lechalik? Vishlein the nafkele lechalik, meicha the nafkele leshmul peir klal godol. Shmul had a third drosha. So memeile, so Rab Shimon will know from Shmul's drosha. Vahashti osir shape, so Tosfos says, now it's very good. Hoda vikoshe, Shmul da omer keman, loik rab nosam, loik rab yoisi, dashtik rab shimen svirale. That means, the Gemara had brought down on daf ayin, Shmul's drosha of lechalik, and Shmul was an amore. And then we have, then the Gemara brings two droshes of tanoim, of rab nosam and rab yoisi. So Tosfos says it was very modne why Shmul had to say his own drosha. Why didn't he say like any of these two Tanoim? How could Shmuel, Stamazai, Shmuel's an Amire? But now Taisa says Shmuel has a Rab Shimon backing him, because Rab Shimon does not hold these two droshes of Rab Nosson and Rab Yaisi. So Memelos al Kocher, he has to hold Shmuel's drosh. But Peire Kama di Yevomis, Kama di Itzre Krole Meser Havores Baskoin. You need the Posik to ask Havores Baskoin. Mishum da v'salke daitach l'mishrei mikal v'chayim emei avoida. I would think just like avoida is doiche Shabbos, the doiche Shabbos. So I would think that Havoros Paskoin is also doiche Shabbos. Umo heza kal v'chayim emei. Is hainu ki Rabbi Yehuda. This is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. That the choshev lay tikkun. So I would think, even though it's a matikkun, I would think it's doiche Shabbos, kal v'chayim emei avoida. Aval Rab Shimon itzrich kro ba'avore l'chayiv kol mekalkul ba'avore. According to Rab Shimon, it's poshut why you need the posuk. I would think you're a mekalkul, so samzi would be mutter. Hach pulte de mekalkul b'chabure, that is the machloikes between Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon, before ish Rashi de nafkolo mi plukte shein etzrich legufe. Rashi says this plukte is dependent on another machloikes. If you hold a malach atzricha legufa is chayiv or potter, Rabbi Yehuda that holds a malach atzricha legufa is chayiv, so he holds that Mile and Havore is a Mesakin, because you don't need Tzricha Lagufa, a Tikkun Tzdodi is also sufficient. And Rab Shimon that holds that Melach Shem Tzricha Lagufa is Potter, so if there's no Tikkun in the Gufa Melach, it's called a Mekalkul. Mashme, so Vaistois, the Loiboyle Rab Shimon Tzorich Lekalbayla Afroi, because that's a Tikkun Tzdodi, and according to Rab Shimon, that Tikkun Tzdodi would not help. If he said so, Leimer the Rav Abo ke Rav Shimon, Rav Yechonon ke Rav Yehuda, they say it's the kash in the beginning of the sugya. He nireke the perashti lael, but so Leimer the Achplukte the Mekalko b'chabur kabol oise b'yodom. That what Chazal assumed that is the machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon is nothing to do with the machlekes of Melachah Shein Tzricha Legufa kabol oise b'yodom. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rav Shir HaMelabin. We had in the Mishnah, what is the shear of Malabin? Kimolei Hasid. Now what does that mean? Rav Yosef Mochoi Kofel. Rav Chiya Barabi Mochoi Poshet. Let us see Rashi. Rav Yosef Mochoi Hai Hasid Kofel Tamas Nisin Kofel Mamish. That the Reich of Hasid is double the amount of seed. What does that mean? Berevach kotzer, the small distance, shebein etzba la'amo, the difference between the etzba la'amo, mishayer shnei pomim. So if you multiply this distance by two, that is the shear of melab. And that's Rav Yosef. Rav Chiya Barami mochi poshut, mochi poshut berevach shebein goydel la'etzba pam echod, who kofel the masnisa? She yesh by keflayim koishe shebein amo leetzba. He says the difference between the agoidel and the etzba is equivalent to the double of the bein amo leetzba. Zot the Mishnah weiter, anusudye. Rav Yehuda Oimer, had tzod tzipoyer. A person traps a tzipoyer. And what is the trapping? Lemigdol. He gets it into a cupboard, into a closet. Hatzot tzibor, zot rashi atche echnisoi lemigdol. Chay, dezu hi tzeidosoi. This is called that the tzibor is trapped. Avol im echnisoi lebayis. What if he trapped a bird? And was mesavid that the bird should get into the house, so that he's not. That's not called a tzeida. Ein nitzed bekach sheyitzi loy derech haloynis. He'll be able to go out through the windows. So since a bayis normally has open windows, so memele, so getting it into the bayis is not considered. I was tzod the tzipper, because in its trap it can still get out. It can fly out through the window. Utzvi labayis chayit. But what if you saw that tzvi labayis? So that is the lashon of the Gemara. Es Rav Yehuda Oimer atzod, the lashon of the Mishnah. I mean, atzod tzipor. When is a tzipor called tzod? If it's in lemigdol. If you brought it into a bayis, that's not called tzod in Gansen, because the bayis is not considered a trap for the tzipor. It can go out the window. Utzvi, but a bias is considered a trap for a tzvi. A tzvi will not attempt to go out a window. So memeila, you are chay. That's divrei Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachomim oimrim tzipor lemigdol. That one is considered a tzod by a tzipor lemigdol. Utzvi legino ulochotza ulebivrin chay. Bacha says a tzvi lebayis or legina lechotza. That if a tzvi was put into a bayis, or even we have greater areas, a enclosed gina or chotza or bivrim is a large enclosed area that is something similar to a zoo, that is surrounded with a fence. So even though this is a large area, yechay, this is, we'll see that large, we'll see in a minute, yechay. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oimer loy kol abivrin shavu. To say that a bivr we say is a large enclosed area, so loy kol abivrin shavu. Zeh haklal mechuser tzeide poter. If after the behemah is in this enclosure, it's still mechusar tzedek. That means it's taka trapped in an area, but it's still not trapped because I still have to go and trap it. That means if I want to go and capture it, I have to chase it and kulai v'ulai. So I could be chasing a tzvi the whole day and I won't get it. So memela, if this area is large enough that the tzvi is considered mechusar tzedek, so memela, then you are potter. She'enei mechusar tzedek chayev. But if this area is small enough that if he has an intent to chap the tzvi has no place where to run and he can chap the tzvi, so then he is chayev. And let us just say one nekude, the Gemara is going to say that Rav Shimon Gamliel is explaining pshat in the Tanakhama. That what the Tanakhama said, that a biver is chayev, a biver is only chayev if it's einai mechusar tzeder. That means that it is small enough that if he wants to chap it, it's biyodei to chap it. A large biver is you're not chayev. This is the svara of Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim. So the Taz says lahaloche. So according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we'll soon have in the Gemara, if you bring in a bird, tzipor dreir, you bring it into a house. So since you can't, it's mechusar tzeder, a small bird, even though he's in a house, it's called mechusar tzeder. It's going to fly around and it's going to evade the person who wants to catch it. So the Taz says, even though the windows are closed, you're also not chayiv al tzeder. And that what Rashi said in the Mishnah, that is speaking about that the windows are open, because this gufe is the machloikis of Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rav Yehuda held that as long as you brought an animal into an enclosed area, which from this area cannot escape, even though you didn't catch it yet, so according to Rav Yehuda, this is called Seder. This is called Seder. So therefore, Rashi had to say, according to Rav Yehuda, that why is a bird not called Seder? If you brought a bird into a house, why didn't you dafka migdol? You brought a bird to a house, so it's in the house already, it won't fly away. So therefore, Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a bird is not called Seder only if the windows are open. If the windows are closed, Einachanami, so it's called Tzod Afilu Bayabayis also. Because the bird is trapped, even though I can't put my hands on the bird, but that's called I trapped the bird. That is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Laliba de Hilchese, we paskin like the Chachomer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So then Seder means something else. Seder means that not that the bird is trapped. It has to be under the control of the tzad. That's what the Yisrael of Shimon Gamliel. Mechusar Seder Poto. That what it's in an enclosed area. If Lemaise, I cannot control the animal, I do not have shlita over the animal. So that is not considered that I trapped the animal, even though the animal is an enclosed in an area. Mechusar tzeder poto, she'ena mechusar tzeder chay. Yeah. Let us see what Rashi says. Utzvi nitzoi, this is still going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mishaych nisoi lebeisoi v'noal befono. That is the tzeder of a tzvi. Avol imich nisoi legino oi lechotza. Avon mechnisai leginai oilachotza ein zutzeide. That is what the Tanakhama holds. The Chachamim say that gine in chotzer and bivrim is also chayiv. A mechusar tzeido shekoshe letoivsoi shom kede meforish bigmor. So you have to understand the svara heistis, why according, what is the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim by Agine? Meshachnisei lebeisei v'noal bafonam, am lechnisei legina oilachotza, ein zu tzeide. And it comes out the Chachamim amachme. Later we said, they said that the Chachamim are mekel. That they said it has to be If it's mechusar tzeide, it's potter, so it has to be in a matter that's not mechusar tzeide. Am verstehen der Pshat in Rashi. Nur er weiß sich nicht, was Pshat in Rashi ist sein. Weil Rashi ist mit der Eichen der Loschen auf Rabbi Yehuda. Und Rabbi Yehuda ist er darf gebei, es weiß, da ist Gott so nah. Lass uns sehen, die Gemor. Tnan Hosa. Ein Zodin Dogin min Habivrim Biyonte. One is not permitted to be tzod dogim in habivrim biyontif. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Beye why one is not permitted to be tzod dogim in habivrim biyontif. Rashi says amayre de kechidish. Habivrim is a pond that the fish swim around in the pond, so one is not allowed to catch fish in yontif. So Rashi asks the kasha. What's wrong with catching fish on Yontif? Meleches eichel nefesh is mutter in Yontif. So Rashi says a muyim de kechidish, which is a shita sarishainim, that meleches eichel nefesh was only mutter if it's the efshel asoysa me erev Yontif. Better when you cook it in Yontif than if you cook it erev Yontif. So memele, so that's why afiyim bishel is mutter in Yontif. But tzeda, Seida would be possible, Hastis, to do this malacha Erev Yontif. We'll have the same, you could be tzod the dog Erev Yontif, and put it into a smaller area. So therefore, this is not muta. That's Shitas Rashi, Amir de Kechidish, that Afilu Beleches Eichel Nefesh is not muta in Yontif if it's Efshel La Soy Soy Me Erev Yontif. And Tais Vishita is that in Meleches Eichel Nefesh, not everything became muta, just Melisha Ve'ilach is muta, but just like Tzire is also in Yontev, and Machlokes Rishonim, with the Raisa or the Rabbanon, Al Kaponim, so Tzeide is also also. But there is no Hagbolis in Meleches Eichel Nefesh of Efshel Asoyis Meir of Yontev, or E Efshel Asoyis Meir of Yontev. No, Meleches Eichel Nefesh, not all of them became muta, Melisha Ve'ilach. Malachis, which the steiger is, that they are done before, they are done for a long period of time, these malachis are not muter, and yontif, odem in atayr, odem in rabon. So tnan hosam, ein sodim dogim min habivrim biyontif. One is not permitted, you have here a pond, that there are fish swimming in the pond, one is not allowed to catch the fish in yontif. Ve ein noisnim lifneyem mezoinis. Not allowed to give them a zaynus either. That we'll see why I'm a chlekes Rashi in text. Avol tzodin chayavoi, but one is permitted to be tzod a chayavoi, v'noisnim lifneyem a zaynus. And you're allowed to give them a zaynus. Ureminu, so the Gemara, this is a Mishnah in Beit. So we have here tzodin chayavoi. The minu, we learned in the Baraisa, bivrim shal chayis, vishal oifis, vishal dogim. If you have an enclosed area of chayis v'oifis, or you have a pond full of dogim, ein tzodim mehem biyonte, if you're not allowed to be tzod from the bivrim, chayis v'oifis, ve'ein loisnim lifneim mezoinis, one is not allowed to feed them. So now we have a stira, l'chayre, the beraise, and the Mishnah says this. The Mishnah says, tzodin chayevoi. The beraise says, ein tzodin chayevoi. Kashe chaya chaya. Kashe oifeis a oifeis. So the Gemara says, bishloim a chaya chaya loi kashe. O Rab Yehude, o Rabono. Let us see Rashi. Bivrim kafifis mukofim. Ein sodin mehem biyontef. Alme lav nitzud va'oimed kochoshiv lei. That, what it is in the bivrim shall chayish v'shal oifes. So he says, the Baraisa says, ain't sodded. Ein sod im hem beyond. So weißt du as was am lav nitz und vo im mit kachoshel. It is not called nitz. Shma mino ha machnisay le bivo ein zu tsaydos. It's not called nitz. Because it's a mamela, so therefore you're not allowed to capture it in yonte. Because it's not nitzah till now. Why can't you give them a zaynis? Rashi says, asfore kivin dahin mukze. Since the behemis are not mukhan lachila, loimotzi lamitrach alayu. So you're not allowed to be matriach for them. Therefore you're not allowed to give them a zaynis. We're speaking about behemis, which are not nitzit. Yeah, and we learned before that sodin chayevoy. So the Gemara says, oh, Rabbi Yehuda, ahi de ein sodin, Rabbi Yehuda, he, de bas nisin lechoshiv lo tzaida, sheich nesel lebayt. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. If the Mishnah holds that only a tzvi bebayis is called tzaida. Aber a tzvi bebiver is not called tzeder. So that is svaris Rabbi Yehuda. So memelas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, ain't tzodin mehen beyontif. So you're not allowed to be tzod bivrin shel chayis because you're creating the tzeder. And tzeder is also in yontif. That, what the Mishnah says, avu tzodin chayivoy, this is going according to the Chachomim. According to the Chachomim, if it is in a biver, it's also called nitzid already. So if it's called nitzid already, so I'm not doing anything. So therefore, tzodin chaye v'oif, let's speak about chaye. So therefore, tzodin chaye beyond. So the Gemara, loikash, so that's the teretz of the Gemara. Ho Rab Yehude, ho Rabon. According to Rab Yehude, is ain't tzodin, because it was not nitzid bebiver. Or Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, it's mutter to be tzod, because the nitzid already bebiver. Frag the Gemara, elo oifais, a oifais kasha. Oifais, sai Rab Yehude, sai the Rabbonon hold, that it's not called nitzid bebiver. It's only called nitzid bemigdol. So memele, so what are you going to do with the stirin, the Mishnah and the Baraisa? The Mishnah says you're allowed to be tzad oifes, and the Baraisa says you're not allowed to be tzad oifes. Ela oifes, a oifes kashe, v'chiteima oifes, a oifes, nami lo kashe. What'll be the teret? Ha bebiva mekure, ha bebiva she'eine mekure. We'll say that the Mishnah and the Baraisa is speaking about two different cases. The Mishnah that says one is permitted to be tzad oifes is speaking about a bivur mekure. So if it's a bivur mekure, so the oif is already, there's a roof over it, so the oif is already trapped. The Baraisa that says that ain't tzad oifes is speaking about a bivur she'ene mekure. So memele, so it's ainim mekura. So therefore, you're not allowed to. Then it's called you're trapping it in yontif. Like the Gemara, you can't say that a bivah mekura makes a trap. V'habayis. Let's look in the Mishnah. The mekura hu habayis zichem mekura. Ubein le Rab Yehuda, ubein le Rabbanon, tzipa le migdol in lebayis loy. Say according to Abidin, say according to the Rabbonon, the tzipper is only called nitzid if you put it into a cupboard, into a closet. But if you put it into a bayis, it is not called nitzid. So memele, a bayis is not called nitzid, so bivir is not called nitzid, even though there's a roof over it. So again we have a stire in oifis. The Mishnah says that the oifis seams are called nitzid, if they are bivir. The Baraisa says that's not called nitzid, therefore there's a din of ein tzodin. Omar Rabbe Baravune Hoche Betzipar Dreir Askina. Lefi She'eino Mekabeles Moros. We're speaking about the Mishnah that says that a tzipar is not considered nitzud bebayis. That is speaking about atzipa dreir. The Burim Bir Allah explains that atzipa dreir is a small bird that since it is small, it can be mishtamet from the person who is chasing it. It's very small and very quick, so it flies all around the house. So b'tzipra dreir askina. So the Mishnah is speaking about a tzipra dreir. Lefisha eino mikabelas morus. That means you can't control it. You're not the balabos in the house. The bird does whatever she wants to do. The tone of the way Rabbi Yishmoel lomo nikro shmo tzipra dreir. Neshedora babayis kibasoda. She has the same freedom. What she has basoda, she has babayis. You can't catch her, you can't control her. So Mamela, so what is Pshat in the Gemara's Teret? So let us understand. So the Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara is saying, really, I said a very good Teret. That if it's Mekure, it is called Nitzet. So you have me a kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Mekure and it's not called Nitzet. So the Mishnah is speaking about Atzipa Dreir. Atzipa Dreir, it's not called Nitzug. Atzipa Dreir is not called Nitzug. Afilus Bebayis. But we're not speaking about Atzipa Dreir. We're speaking about a larger oif, a yoiner, something like that. So Memele, if it is Mekure, it is called Nitzug. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Ho Rabbi Yehuda, Idain Sodin Rabbi Yehudi. Masisn lechosh vatzei da shichnisulabayis. Oifes kasha. Do bein le Rabbi Yehuda, bein le Rabbonon, tzipa le migdol kamri. A tzipa is only nitzit if it's put into a migdol. If it's put into a bayis, it is not called nitzit. So the Gemara said, Biba Mekure, have a nitzit. Baraisa that says that Yitzhak the Neufus is speaking about a Biva Mekur. But Tzipor Dreir, Mas Nisen, Tiktoni, Tzipor Lebayis, Loi, Mas Nisen, Tiktoni, Tzipor Lebayis, Loi, that a Tzipor Lebayis is not called Nitzit, but Tzipor Dreir Askin. That is speaking about a Tzipor Dreir. Shedaka, Loga, Bebayis, Kibisoda. Vinishmetes misovis lezov. So therefore, by a tzipor dreir, there's no difference between. So a bias is also not called nitzit. So memele and the beraisa is speaking about not about a tzipor dreir. Zok the gemara weiter. The gemara So the Gemara says, "Hashte the osis lahochi." So memele chaya nami loikash. So we don't have to say that one is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is going according to the Chachamim. We can say everything is going according to the Chachamim. Ha beviver gadol, ha beviver kot. If it is a bivol godol, some emailers that's not called nitzit, so then there's a din, ain't sodin. No, a bivol cotton, if it's a small enclosure, so then it is called nitzit, so then it's sodin. Heichi domi bivol godol, heichi domi bivol cotton. Omaravashi, kol heichi deroit basrei, motilo bechad shichye bivol cotton. The idach biver god. So the Rabbein Chananel and Beye and the Oruch say over here pshat shiye. Shiye also could go in ritza achas vein the tzoich lofush beini ubeini. That means if in one chase you can catch the animal, you don't have to rest. So that is called. That is called that it is not mechusa tzeida. You can chop it. You have to chase it. But al kaponim, you can chop it as one chase. You don't have to be vein tzoch lofush veini yabein. That is called a biva cotton, and that is called nitzit. And but if you have to do more than that in order to catch it, that's called Aviva Gadol. Inami, the Gemara gives another two simonim, what the difference between Aviva Gadol and Aviva Kotel. Kol heiche dinofel tule de kesolem adodi, Aviva Kotel. That means if the walls are so close together, the Ritva explains that when the sun is in Mizrach, so there's a shadow that reaches all the way to the Meirev wall. The sun is a Meirev, so there's a shadow that reaches all the way to the Mizrach wall. So Memela, so that's a small enclosed area that is considered a Biva Kotten. Idach Biva Gobel. Minami, kol heiche, the leka, oitzi, oitzi, biva cotton. If they're not corners that the behemoth could raise a chais. The idach, biva god. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, hashte, the osis lohochi, that when it came to oifis, he said that both baraises can go according to the chachomim. Look, minu l'tavayu kirabono. So memele, and then so memele chaya chaya, nami mukmi kirabono. Both can go according to rabono. Oho v'divel kotn masnisen dehoche. So the Rishash is magia as follows. Oho v'divel kotn. Masnisin dahoche, our Mishnah is speaking about. But our Mishnah says that in the Bivot it's called Nitzot. That's Masnisin dahoche, Umasnisin de Beye. The Mishnah de Beye that says, Avotzodn chaya vaiv, is speaking about a Bivot cotton. So we have to be Moisev. Well, the Bivot cotton, Masnisin dahoche, Umasnisin de Beye. Vaho, Masnisin de Beye, the Bereise that says, that ain't nitzah, that ain't sodin, the bivol gadol. That is speaking about a bivol gadol. Shichye merutze shehu shoyche lecha izbor. Seems Rashi does not learn like the Oruch that it's a psaloshin of waiting. It's not exactly what the shir is according to Rashi. He's running and bending down. Merutze shehu shoyche lecha izbor. Ukze peyes lehishamet behem. Ve'idach kol mi she'enei kein. If it is not like this, this is called a, so then it's called, this is a bivu, there's no pace, and it's called a bivu cotton. Zut the Gemara weiter. Rav Shimon Gamliel oimer, Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Yehude, Omar Shmuel, haloche ke Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That what? That if it's Einoi, if it's Mechusel Tzeide, it's not called Nitzit. If it's not Mechusel Tzeide, it is called Nitzit. Haloche k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Om alei Abaye, haloche mechlal de pligi. So weiss doch ois, that Rav Shimon Gamliel is choylik on the Chachamim. And it is not true. Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying pshat in the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that if you brought it into a biva, you are chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is explaining the Chachamim. That is dafke. If it's not mechusel tzeida, if it's mechusel tzeida, you are potter. So what did Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda? He said halachik Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Amalabaya, halachim mechal de pligi. There's a machloikis. There's no machloikis. The Chachamim also hold that if it's Mechusel Tzeide, it's not called Nitzit. Om Alei, my Nafke Loch Mino. He says, what's the Nafke Mino? Did I say something wrong? If the Chachamim agree with Rav Shimon Gamliel, so Tzicha Loch Ik Rav Shimon Gamliel. So, what's the Tainus of me? Ich such doch gerecht. Om Alei, Gemore, Gemoyer, Zmoyer Totehe. Let us see what Rashi says. Zogt Rashi, Mechlal de pligi, wo kimno de rabbonon nami bivol cotton omri. Rabbonon also are only speaking about a bivol cotton. Then it's called nitzit. Fakert a bivol godel. That's the bereisen beye. That's its also. So may nafke loch mina. So Rabbi Yosef told them, what's the nafke mina? Koshken. If Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying pshan the chachamim, kivin the loy poligalei, zikhe hilchese kevose. So he told them, no, zmirta tehei, oimer hashmue vizmire ba'alme b'loy tzeire. That means a person does not say, that means the way you said this is halachis, gemaris are not zmiris. Not zmiris, ha'ilichot kechot of the melch was nenash. What you say has to make sense. Halachik Rab Shimon Gamliel would mean that there's a machlokes between Rab Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim. That's what one derives from what you're saying. And since this is not true, because there's no machlokes between Rab Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, so therefore you should have not have said such a statement. Gemaris are not zmiris.